Welcome to Hollywood Insiders Podcasts. Do subscribe and feel free to visit HollywoodInsider.com for more. Hollywood Insider is a media network focused on substance and meaningful entertainment while being against gossip and scandal so as to utilize media as a tool to unite and better our world by combining entertainment, education, and philanthropy.
A tribute to Jim Carrey, Master of the Absurd. A look into Carrey's best performances, old and new, and how he came to be the iconic comedic persona we know and love. Carrey's rise to fame in Ontario and Hollywood. Jim Carrey grew up in Ontario, Canada, where he discovered his love for impressions and comedy at a young age. After a tough upbringing in which he dropped out of school and worked at the Titan Wheels factory as a teenager to help support a struggling family, Carrey decided to try his luck in the Toronto comedy scene. He began in stand-up, clamoring for open mic nights where he could showcase his impressive impression skills and slowly graduating to more regular gigs as he gained popularity.
Clint Eastwood.
As his audience grew, so did his career prospects. In a 2007 interview with the Hamilton Spectator, Carrey famously noted that if his career in show business had panned out, he would probably still be working at the steel mill, which as a kid was where he thought all the great jobs were. Over the years, Carrey had auditioned for Saturday Night Live a total of 3 times, but to no avail, though he ended up hosting the show in 1996, 2011, and 2014. He eventually made the move to Hollywood, California to pursue his acting career, doing stand-up shows at many comedy clubs before earning a regular spot on the comedy television series In Living Color, which he performed on from 1990 to 1994. Acting in very many small film roles, Carrey was finally awarded his first breakout film performance in Ace Ventura: Pet Detective, which was a box office success and led to several sequels and spin-offs. From then on, a domino reaction of successful film roles followed, cementing Carrey as the new young comedic genius of Hollywood.
Goes something like this.
Developing the iconic slapstick comedy persona. Carrey was in fact first known for his impressions, of which his most popular included Elvis Presley, Jack Nicholson, Clint Eastwood, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Kermit the Frog, and Miss Piggy. In his early career, Carrey's stand-up shows firmly relied on their novelty, with people coming solely to hear these impressions. However, as time went on, he tried to transcend that image and develop his own unique comedic persona. This wasn't received well at first, with audiences upset when they didn't get to see his famed impressions. But of course, Carrey eventually outgrew the image. Nowadays, everyone loves Jim Carrey for his distinct, high-energy comedic persona, characterized by zany, exaggerated expressions, physical comedy, and an unmatched intensity in both mind and body. This comedic range can partly be attributed to that talent for impressions too, which shows itself in Carrey's comedic voice acting and style.
The best word is nipple.
This absurdist, exaggerated humor was amplified more and more each time Carrey took on a new role, upping the media and reinforcing his unique appeal. Because Jim Carrey has such a strong comedic persona, it also intertwines itself into each film role he takes on in a much deeper way than most comedians. I mean, can you really imagine someone else playing the mask or doing Ace Ventura's iconic "Alrighty then"? These traits and abilities are all completely unique to Carrey. In fact, the amount of personal improvisation he brings to each of his films arguably makes him irreplaceable. That being said, Carrey has proved himself a multifaceted actor capable of dramatic performance as well. He gained critical acclaim for his performances in The Truman Show, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and Man on the Moon, 3 performances that lend themselves more to independent film and dramatic sensibilities. All 3 films garnered Oscar buzz for the star, but ultimately failed in securing him any nominations. Regardless, Carrey still has an illustrious career, having been nominated for 7 Golden Globes and 1 BAFTA award, with most recently a Critics' Choice Association Award win for his work in Sonic the Hedgehog. Carrey's best performances, old and new. If you're looking to do a deep dive into Carrey's career, look no further than the year of 1994, where he had his initial breakout performance. In Ace Ventura: Pet Detective, Carrey plays the incompetent but passionate Ace Ventura, whose only mission is to look out for the animals in the greater Miami area. The film's humor is ridiculous and absurd, and admittedly outdated for our time, but endearing for its wide cast of animal actors. The Mask and Dumb and Dumber, also released in 1994, continued Carrey's big break streak, thriving at box offices and securing his identity as one of Hollywood's young up-and-coming stars.
Or leave the room right now. Should I run the blade of this razor across my tongue?
In the 2000s, Jim Carrey was no longer a new face, but a comedic staple valued for his unique persona and talents. Some highlights from this era include the box office success Bruce Almighty, where his character gets to be God for 1 week, and Yes Man, where his character decides to say yes to every opportunity given to him as a motivational strategy. Carrey also played many tried and true characters from celebrated works such as Count Olaf in Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, and The Grinch in How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And of course, if you're looking to watch his more dramatic, critically acclaimed performances, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and The Truman Show are great showcases of that talent.
Oh, I doubt that very much.
Well, you don't know me, so.
In 2018, Jim Carrey made his comeback in Sonic the Hedgehog, where he played the acclaimed video game antagonist of the series, Dr. Robotnik. The performance was a dazzling display of classic Carrey charm and was praised by audiences and critics alike. To many, including Adam Sandler, who reportedly called him from the movie theater to sing his praises, this was Carrey's best performance in years. His performance also likely ensured the success of a film that initially caused worry for Sonic's fans due to its unlikable animation style, which was redesigned due to protests. Ultimately, Sonic the Hedgehog was the third highest-grossing U.S. film of 2020. More recently, Carrey starred as now President Joe Biden in the weeks preceding the presidential election for Saturday Night Live, along with Maya Rudolph as Kamala Harris and Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump. Carrey helped bring ease and joy to audiences ripe with anxiety about the election.
Where there must be a winner and...
loser!
His only upcoming role so far is a reprisal of Dr. Robotnik in Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Truth be told, there will never be another actor quite like Jim Carrey, whose comedic sensibilities are vastly unparalleled. But though his talents seem effortless, it's important to remember that only through the result of consistent hard work has he gotten to where he is today, something that should be admired by all. When asked for what advice he would give others in their career, he said, "Forget the pain, mock the pain, reduce it, and laugh."
We hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast. The written version of this article can also be found on HollywoodInsider.com. Subscribe to our podcast and also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/HollywoodInsiderTV. Follow us on our social media. We will be back next time with more thought-provoking features.